In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business, ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Jones and Mike. Real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say.
About family,
women,
philosophy,
politics,
history,
people,
money,
pop culture,
kids,
fighting,
business,
life.
Join the conversation.
312-957-7210.
Hashtag Jones and Mike 24/7 worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
On this episode, Jones's man heat threatens a man into engagement. And can you date a woman who's stronger than you?
This is Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike.
It's Jones and Mike. You can call the show at 312-957-7210. You go to the website, jonesandmike.com, for 24/7 love you long time fun. And use hashtag Jones and Mike if you use hashtags. I think we need to do a hashtag boot camp. It seems like people are still like, what do I do with these, man? I thought I just put like a phrase after the hashtag that's funny. But you actually put things in there, and then people who are looking for that information online can find your content. So if you're watching the Today Show, put hashtag the Today Show and your comment, and then people that are also watching that show will see you. So that's how you use hashtag Jones and Mike on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Jones, I notice you have a little spring in your step today.
I do?
Yes. You absolutely are glowing with excitement.
Well, I am glowing with excitement, I guess. I have a certain excitement about me. I didn't know that I was putting out a spring in my step, though.
No. There literally is a glow, the same glow that I have previously seen only in, you know, around pregnant women. Like, it's a halo of joy.
Really?
Yeah. And I can only surmise that it has something to do with your lady, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She's hitting this. Well, I guess you don't call it the squared circle. I guess it's the cage.
No, you're just stepping into the octagon.
The octagon. I forgot the shape of the ring. It's like their trademark thing.
I haven't seen my lady since last summer. Now she's stepping into the octagon. Well, I saw her in Sports Illustrated, but it's more personal.
Wait a second. You haven't seen her since last summer. She's fought probably four times since last summer.
No, she hasn't.
She broke her hand last fight. I forgot all about it when she noogied that lady out.
Alexis Davis.
Seconds.
Yes.
Oh,
16
forgot.
Seconds. I haven't seen her since then. It's been too long.
Oh, my God. You have been going through Ronda withdrawals.
Yes, I have. No, it's been tough, man. It's been tough. But I got to wet my whistle a little bit on the Sports Illustrated appearance, but this is going to be the real deal at the Staples Center.
It's so gross when you say it like that.
I know. I kind of caught myself saying that.
All right, Staples Center in L.A., it's UFC. What number are we up to?
It is 184.
Okay, and who's she taking on? Lay it out.
She is taking on Kat Zingano.
Okay, that's right. And so I always think of you as like the Larry Merchant. You are like a more sober and less grading, but still knowledgeable Larry Merchant of UFC.
And still grading enough.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got to lay this out. So in what round does Rousey give her the armbar treatment?
Oh, I think she's going to go for it in the first round, but Kat Zingano's undefeated as well. So I don't know they'll come in the first round. I do see Ronda winning it. I see second round. I see third round. And then I see her post-fight conference, just sitting on that stage, on that podium alone.
Pining for you.
Yes, or pining for someone.
Do you think Ronda is lonely ever?
Actually, and I do. I do actually think about it and think about it more than I should. I will admit that. But, you know, you look at someone like her.
Yeah.
And this can go across the board to really anybody. Everyone out there knows the alpha female, but the alpha male female. Everyone knows the alpha female, just the super hot chick that people kind of choke up when they go to try to speak to them. But I'm talking about like Ronda's cute, but then really, if you look at the male population, what would you put the percentage at of the male population that she genuinely could beat up? It's over 50 for sure.
Oh, well, of course.
And much higher, I think, beyond that.
Do you think she could hold her own with a boxer? I think that's the hidden, you know, I think these golden glove, like
Southside
lunch pail Johnny types could probably keep her at bay with a good stiff jab.
I think I will go on record and say if she got into a mixed martial arts match with Floyd Mayweather, she'd win.
What?
Yeah, she could beat up Floyd Mayweather.
Dude, that would be our generation's Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs. Was that his name?
Yes, and so much better. How much better would that be? Because actually, not only would you have every woman rooting for the woman, because that whole Bobby Riggs thing, you knew 99% of the male population was like, come on, Bobby, come on, come on, come on.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, on this round, 100% of the female population would be rooting for Ronda, and 95% of the male population would also be rooting for Ronda.
Well, right. But that's just because America's racist. That's all.
No, Floyd paints himself into a hateable corner.
Every black He's dude done in it America to himself. Would be like, come on, Floyd, teach her some spec.
I don't know about that.
Really? You don't think he's a big hero in the black community? I'm surprised to hear that.
I think he's a hero to some, but I don't think he's a hero to all.
He makes it rain, man. He's a guy who like walks in and puts down $100,000 on a football game and stuff. I gotta think that like most brothers, and I would think most dudes like that about him.
No, I think he's pushed the envelope beyond what people can really stomach for that.
So that's explosive. You think Ronda Rousey could take out Floyd Mayweather? I don't think so. I always want to call him Merryweather. I'm going to probably say that a couple of times between now and May 2nd. So just, you know, just
bear
roll
with
it, okay? Yeah.
But you see, that's the thing, though. Like, okay, even getting off the whole Ronda Rousey, Floyd Mayweather, who would win thing. Like, who can date that girl? Like, who is she honestly? You know, she was rumored to be dating Brandon Schaub, a UFC fighter. But, like, what is it like if you're, like, clearly, if she never fought another day in her life and wanted to just go out and portray herself as this feminine woman, she'd meet dudes all over the place. She's cute. She's probably a psychopath behind closed doors. But she can, in public, put out this charming, cutish presentation. She seems very dateable, right?
Yeah, yeah. She seems, and she seems like fun to be around.
Yes, yeah. She seems like she would be the proverbial catch. But then there's always that thing, that pink elephant in the room that's lurking out there. That
pink? Did we change the color of the elephant in the room?
I've heard, why? What's it supposed to be?
I don't think that there's a color ascribed to it. But if you want to go pink, that's great.
The 800-pound gorilla, whatever you want to call
right.
it.
And there's
the
and there's an elephant in the room.
There's an elephant
but,
in the room.
But if it's a pink elephant, that's all bets are off. No one knows what to do with that elephant now.
Right. Regardless, elephant, gorilla, what have you, that thing that is in the room is she is... No matter how you would get around it, if she and I were dating,
yeah,
or there's no way that I could get around the fact that she could beat me up.
It would weigh on your mind.
I'm not saying that. I don't know that it would weigh on my mind, but that thing would always be there. That no matter what, like with you and Jill,
yeah,
you're always the man, right? If the pickle jar isn't going to open, if she can't open it, you're going to be the one that opens
it. She almost doesn't need me anymore. We got one of those like rubber, like
okay, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
That's like the last. That was the last bastion of manhood in my house. Was opening up the
well. Does she go out and shovel the driveway?
She will help. There's almost nothing she doesn't do.
Okay, if the car gets stuck in the snowbank across the street, is she pushing the car or are you pushing the car?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's,
no, answer
it's
it.
Equal stuff now.
Okay, so you honestly are in the driver's seat and she's pushing the car, honestly.
That's a good example.
Okay, great. Now, if Rhonda and I were dating and we came over to your house, had dinner, it was great, and then we were leaving on this cold February night and I just backed up a little too far and got caught into the snowbank, but you and Jill had already gone to bed and I wasn't going to wake you, and I started to try to push the car out of the snowbank and it wouldn't, she would do it.
No, I don't know, man. I think you're wrong. I think that Rhonda and every woman wants to be, I think there's still a chivalrous thing. In my house, I don't know why it isn't that way. I guess we've just been together for too many decades. But I think ultimately, deep down, they all want that treatment.
Okay, but my
thing even Ronda Rousey would want that treatment from you.
But what if you're the guy that can't provide that treatment? There's a loud knock at the door late at night.
I would be hiding behind Ronda's leg.
What would you do? Would it make sense if you had to protect kids? Send me down there or my wife, Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, we'll talk more about your wife, Ronda Rousey. It's Jones and Mike at jonesandmike.com. Okay, and my interests are hiking, motorcycles, and weekends along the lake. All right, profile picture. Is that blurry? Let me try that again. That's a weird background. Let me just turn this way. Okay, Mrs. Mandelbaum's in the background.
Hi, Mrs. Mandelbaum.
Yeah, the selfie. One more reason to skip the online dating world and just get out there already and meet people without the stress. Events and Adventures is doing an event in Chicago today where you can comfortably just hang out with single women and skip all the online meat market stuff. Every day of the week, Events and Adventures sets up great events that will help you get to know single women at restaurants, concerts, while playing volleyball, even jumping out of a plane. Skip the selfie and just be yourself. Events and Adventures, the best thing to happen to single men in Chicago since single women. Get started now and be at an event or have an adventure this weekend. 800-386-0866. Start anytime at eventsandadventures.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught. And it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com. In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com. Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It's Jones and Mike. You can call us at 312-957-7210. Give us your input. Do you need to have a woman who's subservient to you? We're talking about Jones marrying Ronda Rousey. And we
it
all
just
know
sounds
who's
absurd.
Gonna be, yeah, who's going to be subservient in that matchup?
Oh, sadly, I know who's going to be subservient.
So you've already thought about it. You'll be in the kitchen with your apron on, making her cookies and stuff. You thought about how you will cohabitate.
If she was to be my mate, that's the way it would have to be. Physically, she's the toughest. She's the breadwinner.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
for now.
Know.
For now. Give yourself time. You're only 40. You got time to turn it around. You got like four more decades of this.
Right. Well, she's off to a good start. Let's just put it that way.
Let's just assume that for let's suspend disbelief and assume that that Rhonda would even entertain marrying an old codger like you.
Right.
Because what is she, about 27?
27. Good call.
All right. And so if she were to even entertain a 41-year-old man, I stumbled on it. I can't believe you turned 41 already.
I know. I was going to just let you get away with 40.
You're so youthful. If she were to even go with a man 14 years her senior, would she entertain a pipsqueak like you who couldn't fend off an armbar, a burger bar?
Well, he can fend off a burger bar.
Can you, with a straight face, fend off a granola bar?
I don't know.
I will attack you later on with a Nutri-Grain bar and see what happens.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I would say it's got to be tough. Like, there's not many like her that are out there that are the alpha female male, you know, where they kind of have both of it. Mm-hmm. They're hot. Guys want to pursue them. Chicks probably want to pursue them too. But they're also like male tough. There's not a lot. It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
So I think it's got to be tough, because unless for her to meet someone, I should say, to be specific about it, it's got to be tough for her to meet someone or any woman like that, because like where do you go to? Now the talent pool for you is so small to go out with. You can only date like another fighter who's larger than you. I mean, there's not many of those dudes out there. Like, you couldn't be some like joke barroom brawler. You'd have to be like some level of class alpha male, football player, rugby player, something.
When she dates another fighter, I don't even think it's that she needs someone to be the alpha male so much as she just needs someone who understands her lifestyle. When celebrities get together, sometimes it feels fake, like they're just doing it for a movie, like Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
But sometimes it just feels like, well, they need someone else who understands the weird lifestyle that they're in.
And that could be part of it. But at the same point, like, could you ever see, all right, let's take me out of the picture for a minute, like John Mayer and Ronda Rousey. Now, in terms of making money, Grammys, selling albums, John Mayer's alpha. But pitting the two of them together, or like, who's the Adam Levine? Like, Adam Levine. Dude does like yoga 24/7 and really bad pop albums, but to a degree, he's on a successful television show, Grammys, multi-million-dollar, mm-hmm. Sold millions of albums. Like, he's an alpha. But to pit him with a Ronda Rousey type, I think all the pressure is on the woman to never let the understanding be put out into the forefront or be verbalized that I'm the alpha. I could take you out. If I thought someone was breaking into the house, I should be the one that runs downstairs before you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't sit around ever saying to myself, I could totally kick my wife's ass. And she
That's
knows
not
it.
What I'm saying. I'm not saying.
You bring this element of violence into relationships, or that there's an undertone. I think you're making an assumption that there's an undertone that if push comes to shove, I could break my wife's arm.
Okay.
And it never enters my mind. It never enters my wife's mind, I hope.
No. Now you're painting me in this completely weird,
I'm not
weird
saying
level.
That you're like advocating for domestic, but you're saying that essentially that is there. There is an understanding of who's the superior physical or
yes,
financial.
That I'll say. And that is very weird. How many relationships do you know of, yeah. And I'll go on record and say zero, where the female is physically superior to the male. That is something, I'm just being honest, that would be something that would be very difficult to get around. Like, I remember, with you and Jill.
Yeah.
There was a time where she was the breadwinner and you stayed at home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time she wanted...
I can't wait for that to happen again. Someday.
So you say.
A guy can dream.
So, but I remember one time she wanted to get like wood flooring in the kitchen. And you didn't want to spend that much. And she put it out there because I remember you got so honked off about it. She was like, well, I want the wood flooring and I'm the one that's making the money.
Oh, she did?
I remember that.
Did I break your arm?
And I remember you were like, you didn't even hesitate to pull that out. You didn't even hesitate to pull that out. And that's just talking about pocketbook alpha male, female. Could you imagine, like, honestly, if the Honda got caught in the snowbank?
Okay, fine. Wait. So now that the roles have been reversed, though, I don't think I've ever said that, like something like that. So it doesn't matter if it's a man or the woman saying it. You shouldn't hold that over someone's head. She was wrong for saying that. It didn't have anything to do with my machismo being hurt.
No, I think it rankles.
I don't think women should have to listen to that either if they're not the breadwinner.
Right, but I think it would rankle. That would kind of put a wrinkle into the works. Okay, and that's a next level thing.
Okay, but I will concede. I think dudes are more sensitive to that stuff. Sure.
Right. Okay. Now here's So for example,
they shouldn't be. But
when
whatever.
I was, I guess you could just say, somewhat romantically involved or in a relationship with this coworker from years back, and we were joking around, and it was just the two of us at work, and she's like, "I could beat you up. I could do this or whatever," and it was very playful. There wasn't any kind of, like, she was threatening my masculinity.
Yeah, this was like foreplay.
Sort of. So as she was sitting there, though, and she was like, "I could beat you up. I could do that. I bet I could tackle you or whatever." And after a while, I was like, "Okay, honestly, full speed. Go ahead, tackle me. Go ahead. Absolutely. I won't get mad. Do whatever you have to do. You can punch, kick, whatever."
Was she bigger than you?
No.
Okay.
So she charges at me, and then I just stepped down and I grabbed her legs and put her over my shoulder.
Nice.
And then, of course, she started, and I had her up, and I was like kind of spinning her, like doing the fireman's, like, rowdy Piper move.
Yeah, airplane, sure.
Right. And she's laughing and, like, punching my back, like, let me down. And it was kind of this cute moment, and it worked, and it matched up between the two of us. Could you imagine, let's say Jill never existed and your four children never existed, but okay, you were dating Ronda Rousey.
You just summed up my last three nights of dreams.
Right. Well, let's say those dreams came true.
Okay.
And you are single with no kids. Okay. And you're now dating Ronda Rousey. Yeah. And you two are just in the kitchen, and it's a Saturday night, and you're going to make dinner together and watch a movie, and you get into kind of this little play fight. And in the course of the play fight, she scoops you up.
Yeah, double leg takedown.
Yes. Not takedown, take up, has you over her shoulder, and is spinning you around
in
the kitchen.
I'm like a rag doll.
Yes. And you're tapping on her back going, "Ronda, put me down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can see it right now. I can almost smell her hair.
Yeah.
She's
now,
doing it to me.
And you're telling me you would enjoy that.
You know what? Are you sure that this coworker that you were romantically involved with, this mystical creature that you just concocted, I never heard of this person.
I want to say the name.
So this person, you sure she didn't just let you do it because that's kind of the order of things in her head?
No, she was a little too small.
I think
really
she wanted it. She wanted that chivalrous, "You're the superior. This will make you feel good. This is a way for us to get close."
I mean, I guess there's no way you could really know, and it would be bizarre now to call.
I think we need to call her. Like, I challenge you to produce.
Remember
this
8 years ago when we were wrestling?
Oh, is this the person who got you a TiVo at your 30th birthday party?
Yes.
Oh, I remember.
That's why
her.
I said
she got you a TiVo, dude. She liked you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said.
How did you mess that up?
How did I mess that up?
Yeah, did you take her down one too many times down to Chinatown?
No, that was just never going to. She came from a different
culture.
Yes, she was cut from a different cloth.
You always
than
get
me,
involved with these cultural differences.
It can happen to me. Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's
almost like you're looking subconsciously for a built-in excuse for it not to work.
Maybe Ronda is perfect for me.
You should strive for the things you know are doomed to fail.
Right. And a relationship with Ronda Rousey would be one of those things that would very likely fail.
Well, here's the thing, though. We have to marry you off. The Jones and Mike show will never be fully complete or realized until we marry Jones off. So let's keep our eyes peeled. In fact, the word on the streets is you might have found some marriage material last weekend.
I might have.
I want to hear all about it. It's Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210.
Single guys, this is Jenny from eventsandadventures.com. I want want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text Adventures to 75309 right now. Adventures to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. Adventures to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I've found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com. In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Okay, and my interests are hiking, motorcycles, and weekends along the lake. All right, profile picture. Is that blurry? Let me try that again. That's a weird background. Let me just turn this way. Okay, Mrs. Mandelbaum's in the background.
Hi, Mrs. Mandelbaum.
Yeah, the selfie. One more reason to skip the online dating world and just get out there already and meet people without the stress. Events and Adventures is doing an event in Chicago today where you can comfortably just hang out with single women and skip all the online meat market stuff. Every day of the week, Events and Adventures sets up great events that will help you get to know single women at restaurants, concerts, while playing volleyball, even jumping out of a plane. Skip the selfie and just be yourself. Events and Adventures, the best thing to happen to single men in Chicago since single women. Get started now and be at an event or have an adventure this weekend. 800-386-0866. Start anytime at eventsandadventures.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
Jones and Mike beaming to you from the Chicagoland Multimedia Studios, the leaders in audio, video, web, email, and mobile marketing. Visit ChicagolandMultimedia.com or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT, C-O-N-T-E-N-T, to 75309 right now for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com. The mission has been laid out before us. We're marrying Jones off by hook or by crook, whatever that means. That's like an old-timey phrase. By hook or by crook, see? We're going to marry you off. But we now it's been established that we have to find a woman who knows her place. Because I think that what you're saying is that you feel threatened by women who are superior. Most men.
Well, it's not that I feel, I'm talking about what we have been talking about is the physicality of it.
Yeah.
I will admit I could not fancy a relationship. I would not fancy a relationship with a woman that was taller than me. And so when you're talking about Ronda Rousey,
that's a big restriction on the populace now.
It is.
We're down to an even 28% of women left.
Not really. No, I'm still over 50%. Come on.
Okay.
But then when you go the extra step of the alpha male female,
okay,
the woman who's physically stronger or like a U.S. champion kickboxer,
uh-huh,
that I know if she got her shin bone on the side of my head, I'm falling to the floor. I don't know how comfortable I would be with that.
Okay.
So
where are you going to meet these mythical women?
I know
after 30 years of feminism taking root in America.
I know where I'm not going to meet them.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I'm going to meet one of them up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
I thought you were going to say Berwyn.
No, this is even more, trust me, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is more Berwyn than Berwyn. So I went up to the UP this past weekend for a hockey tournament.
Manly
stuff.
Yeah.
In this little bay off of Lake Huron, temperatures below 30, winds 20 to 30 miles an hour.
Oh, it sounds enchanting.
Yes, it was man stuff, what I was doing. So we're going out, play hockey during the day on the pond, have a few beers, and then you're out in the middle of the UP on a cold winter night. There's not much to do. So the only thing that they had in this area, it was just right outside of Mackinac Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this is not on the island. So where the island is a very vacation spot, there would be a lot of money, affluent people. This is kind of the people that maybe work on the island, you know, when everyone's vacationing there. So anyway, you went up there, hardened Upper Peninsula people. The ladies, like, we went into a grocery store. The women that were there were like super friendly, like, oh yeah, you're up here for the tournament. But all their teeth were like black. I mean, it was crazy.
Black.
Like, just, I don't know if they're just all drinking gin or what.
Oh my God.
So anyway, at night, you don't have much to do. So there was like this Indian casino. So we go out to the Indian casino and it's just like small town. Like, you go to any casino and they always have like the Corvette that's getting raffled off. Up there, they had like a snowmobile, you know?
No, they don't even call it that. It's a snow machine.
Right. And it was just just small town, like, and sometimes they'll have like a professional band at these casinos. They just had like a neighborhood band playing.
Nice. So what was the name of the casino? I always want to know. Is it Bingo something?
No, I forget. I forget what it is. I forget what it is. But anyway,
okay.
We go in there, we go into the bar, and we sit down next to this table, and we're just having a few beers talking. And then after a while, we just start talking to the table next to us. And there were these women who were locals, townie broads.
Yeah.
And we're talking to them for the evening, just kind of back and forth, whatever. And then as we're going to leave, they were leaving at the same time. So we're all leaving. Now, this is not in an area where once you walk out of the casino, you can't really walk anywhere. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, you can take a bus back to town or grab air unless you drove there or whatever. Well, since we were up there for the tournament, we had a Sprinter van, like this huge flat screen TV, nice captain's chair Sprinter
really?
Van.
You rented this?
Yeah.
Nice.
So as we were leaving, you know, we didn't want to have these women like standing out in the cold.
Oh, geez.
So we're like, well, hey, you guys, we can give you guys a lift.
Yeah, you get in our van.
Right. Weird. Well, hey, look. In the annals of alpha female, gotcha. These ladies had nothing to talk about, nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
They had plenty to talk about. They had nothing to worry
so
about.
So match it up. There's four of you, six of you, there's four of them. How does it work?
There would be seven of us and four of them, oh. Five of them.
So you had them outnumbered, but you don't feel like you had them outmuscled.
Yeah, but that's not really the issue. Okay. That's not really the issue.
Okay.
So they hop in the van with us. And we're driving. We don't know where we're going. And it's kind of loud. And it's kind of like Sprinter van dance party. And we're trying to figure out where they're going. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, let's get some breakfast.
Oh, my God.
They're like, yeah, let's go to truck stop. Truck stop got great breakfast. And this one woman.
They talk like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
This one woman like starts barking in my ear. She's like, yeah, come on. Go to truck stop. Before you go to bed at night, get a full belly.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's what they're barking at me. And I'm on the phone. I think I was like responding to a text that you had sent me.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So I'm texting something back and this woman's like, is that your wife? And I was like,
kinda.
I'm like, no. I'm not married. So I start coming back to text. She's like, you're texting your wife, aren't you? And I'm like, no. I was like getting like cowardly angry about it. Like, no, I'm not married. Like, why are you yelling at me?
Yeah. Why? Do the other guys take their rings off? Like, it's
no, they're apparent. Just, no, they're just like barking broads. That's okay. What they are. They're Tony broads. That's the way they talk. I thought she was yelling at me, but she's just talking to me. So we go to this truck stop. Whatever. And it's like the real deal where they have the rigs outside and the townies are in there. They're just all hammered, having a good time, eating their omelets. And so the women are in there and now they're firing spitballs all over the place. They're hitting us with them. They're hitting other people. I mean, as you would try to talk, they would try to fire spitballs into your mouth.
I like these chicks.
Yeah. And I mean, townie broads.
Are they your age? They're like 40?
I think they were a little older.
Okay, and they were cougars, some UP cougars.
Well, you're way overselling them, trust me.
Fine, and they're all single?
Pardon?
They're all single or divorcees or something?
I think they were all single, but anyway.
They weren't in town, but they weren't there for the hockey tournament.
No, no, they live there. Well, this is what plays them into it.
The town knows that, people from Illinois and Wisconsin are coming here for this hockey tournament. It's showtime, ladies.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll say this. They did make a mention like, oh, you guys are way more, you guys are so chivalrous. And we weren't doing anything. But they were like, oh my God, you guys are so chivalrous. You can tell that you're not from around here. So we're going through this whole thing. We go to leave the truck stop. And now it's time to drop them off. So we're like, okay, well, we'll take you guys home. They're like, oh, great. Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. So we drive them back. We drop them off. That's the night. The next day, we play our hockey tournament, drink a few beers. It's time to go out. Where else do you go? The Indian casino.
Yeah.
We go to the Indian casino, and there they are. So which isn't a surprise. There's nowhere to go. So when we walk in there, we see them. And as I walk up, I see the woman that was barking at me the night before about getting a full belly. And if I was talking to my wife, I was like, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. How are you doing? What are you doing today? Or whatever. I made some kind of mention like that. She's like, I got engaged.
What?
I was like, what? You got engaged? She's like, yeah. After you guys dropped me off last night, my boyfriend, he wasn't too happy that a bunch of other guys drove me home. He said he wasn't comfortable with that, but I was telling him, you know, I got to still go out at night.
Oh,
and, you know, you go to bed so early because you got to get up for work the next day. So we got into this huge fight, and he just said, well, I'd be more comfortable if you were my wife. Do you want to get married? So I said, yeah. And he gave me a ring, and, you know, this was a fight. It went on for, you know, pretty much the whole day, but we kind of figured it out. So he asked me to marry him, and I said yes. And this is like 8 at night. I go, what? You got engaged? But when'd you get engaged? Like 5:30.
Oh, my God.
I was like, is he here? He's like, yeah. Nah, he's in bed. He's got to get up for work tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You caused a woman to get married.
Yes, I can definitively say I absolutely did. I absolutely did.
I mean, at the lightning speed by which they work up there, she certainly is married already.
Oh, she's got to be married, and she's probably will be giving birth to twins next week.
That's right.
But I, oh my God, dude, this is towny broads to the core, and it strikes you like how different once you get out of Chicago, or like even to Milwaukee, like how different the Midwest is.
I think we need to push for you to be a ring bearer in this.
Oh my God.
Was
Talk
there a
about
ring?
Emasculation.
Was there a ring?
There was. He had like a little, it was a little ring, whatever. I don't know how much it really could have been. How much
okay.
It
well,
up,
no, let's not be judgmental. It's Jones and Mike at jonesandmike.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at JonesandMike.com.
Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210. Jones is going to be a ring bearer in a wedding that he hastened up in the UP.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Can I put the video of these ladies on JonesandMike.com, on the show page?
Or I will.
A picture, a still, something.
Let me work on it.
What do you need to decide? Do you think it's untoward to take a surreptitious video of some Upper Peninsula, Michigan ladies?
It might be. It might be.
Really?
I will have to. I'll
We're
have
not
to
making
work
fun
on
of
that.
Them. We haven't described them yet.
Well, I did describe them as Tony broads.
Yeah, that wasn't very. But that's just kind of the way you talk. I don't think. Okay, maybe it wasn't flattering the way you imitated their voices.
No, it certainly wasn't. It also wasn't that inaccurate.
So you keep a woman out all night, filling her belly at the truck stop, and then she gets home, she gets into a fight with her old man, and then he says, well, then let's just get married then.
Yeah, within 24 hours of meeting this woman, she's engaged.
And
I'm the cause. Not necessarily just me, but me and my hockey buddies are the driving force of it.
Yeah, I can't let some fib come up here and take my woman.
Yep.
You're my property. So you're especially juxtaposed against what we were talking about earlier with Ronda Rousey and the beta male.
Yeah.
How could she possibly date a guy who would get on board with knowing that she's the breadwinner and she could kick his ass? In this scenario, it sounds like you're describing that the man laid down the law, even on a rough woman like that.
Right, yes. Yes, he established the order, and she went with it.
And maybe that's it. That the word order. There's an order to things. Even in these enlightened times, ultimately, men want to feel. Men have these. They have to feel like they're in control. And women ultimately probably want to let them feel like they're in control, even if they know they're not. They'll kind of wink and nod and go along with it. Because they like the gender roles. Hey, Bruce Jenner hasn't turned the world up on its ear yet.
No,
we are not one gender yet. Men still want to be men, and women still want to be on the arm of the man.
Right. I don't even know if Bruce Jenner will have the opportunity now to...
Yeah, he screwed the pooch on that, you know, like that whole killing people thing.
Yeah.
That messes things up.
You would think, like, I don't know, like... I mean, can you go forward with that procedure? You know, I mean, you got to imagine, like, he's going to get sued almost immediately. And where's the money coming from? And
well, how much does it cost to get gender reassignment?
I don't know.
You
I don't know.
Haven't priced it lately?
I haven't.
Okay. I don't even think he needs to do that. Although, you know what? That Chelsea Manning got gender reassignment in federal custody. The guy who, like, leaked a bunch of secrets to WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Became Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, so I guess, what am I talking about? What do I know? What do I know about gender reassignment?
No, right on. So even in these enlightened times, men want to be men, women want to be women. I had sushi with the Loop Rock girl this week, Jones.
Ooh.
I had to go and meet with representatives of 97.9 The Loop, Chicago's classic rock station. And they wanted to do it at a sushi place. And so I knew I was going to be, I wanted the Loop Rock girl to read this client's commercials, hoping to God the people listen to that station and hoping it works for them. So I walk into the sushi place and it was like a beacon of light shining out of table 17. There she was. Ah, I knew exactly where to go. Mm-hmm. And all these, like, you know, Japanese people are trying to, well, can we help you? I'm like, no. I know I need to go to that table right there.
It's glowing.
It is. And I sat down. I had a wonderful lunch with two ladies from The Loop and The Loop Rock Girl. And as I was, you know, having a great time, we were chatting. I thought, I wonder how many guys would have fallen apart in this situation. I am not falling apart. I'm having a great time. But I wonder how many people would be uncomfortable in her presence. Because she's like a model.
Right.
Have you ever been in the presence of a woman that was kind of, that you felt, you know, or a lot of guys would have said is out of your league?
No, I don't. The only time that I would ever sit down with someone, with another woman, and kind of feel like, oh, I feel kind of stupid or I feel out of my league, is only whenever they kind of carry like a certain maturity that I feel that I can't match. The whole attractive thing doesn't really get into my head at all. But it's the, if there's a woman that has a certain amount of like grace or poise.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. You know, if I can't be kind of the class clown oven grinder monkey and get a smile, or if it's kind of looked at like, oh, that's kind of silly. That is where I would feel uncomfortable.
Interesting.
And that's where I would probably feel like, where most men would just see, but a lot of men would sit down next to a beautiful woman and think like, oh, what do I say next? What do I do? That dialogue would get into my head if I was with a woman that presents herself as wise beyond her years.
Huh.
Not really jokey. That's when I start going like, oh, how do I?
So people that went to finishing school, Vassar, you can't handle that.
Yeah, really. I can't. I don't do well with that. Anybody, and I've met a few people like that, you know, One of my roommates was a former dancer, like professional dancer, and
not a stripper or like a real dancer.
That's what I meant, like, okay. Professional, yeah. Like,
well, stripper.
I know, but that's, once you say professional,
ballet,
dancer, that kind
modern,
of gets me. Yeah, like true dancer.
Joffrey.
And she would have friends that were from the arts community.
Yeah,
and I found that some of those people carried themselves in a way where I didn't feel like I could crack in.
Yeah, well, you're like
world.
A little bit out of your element at that.
Out of my element. And then even if it was like, well, I don't care about them, I'm still just going to be myself. In the back of my mind, it still did my head in a little bit, like they could look down on me because I was clownish. I was a clown to them.
Interesting.
I amused them.
Yeah, well, and I, you know, I just, I included her in conversation. I didn't ignore her. I didn't act like, you're so hot. There was one time she was sitting by the window. There was one time when I noticed across the street that we were right across the street from Carson's Ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. That's like a vestige from my youth or something. They must have done a lot of advertising on Channel 32 when I was a kid. So I kind of did a double take and side-eyed the sign, and it looked like, I think she thought that I was side-eyeing her.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
I hate that.
We're right across the street from Carson's Ribs. It's not you. Literally, I don't care that you're hot. I don't.
Oh, you hit on something I could talk about for weeks. I hate that. The glance that leads them to think something else is there when it isn't.
Well, and maybe it was just me being a psycho. Maybe she was just like, oh, he clearly just noticed that Carson's Ribs is right over my left shoulder.
I know, but I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, so I wasn't starstruck. I wasn't awestruck. I wasn't like, wow, how many guys would kill to be eating raw fish with this dish? It wasn't like that at all. I didn't care. Because I'm the alpha male, Jones, in my own mind.
I was just going to say that. You are the alpha, Mike.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. R O
eye. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.